And joining us this morning, Dr. Nancy Nielsen, Senior Associate Dean for Health Policy for the Jacobs School of Medicine at UB. So, Dr. Nielsen, we have a lot to talk about here this morning, obviously. First and foremost, let's get into the prospects of hospitals here in Western New York, the state mandating that hospitals increase their capacity by 50%. What kind of bumps in the road do you expect for them?
Well, there are several bumps in the road. The first is how many patients who get admitted to any of those hospital systems need a ventilator. So as the governor has repeatedly said, more and more stridently lately, that to need a ventilator is going to be the choke point, because we simply don't have enough ventilators. The second choke point, and this is a real serious one, is do we have enough staff to man those beds effectively? And there we have to worry, because we're going to have some people who are healthcare workers who get coronavirus themselves and can't come to work or get sick for other reasons. So that's the other big choke point, the ventilators and the number of human beings, healthcare workers, who are able to come to work.
It's interesting that you bring that point up, because you also mentioned to me that you are answering to the governor's call, one that he has put out, to bring healthcare professionals back into the workforce. Of course, you're a policy person now over at Jacobs School of Medicine. You're heading back into the workforce. Tell us why you decided to do that and what you expect.
Oh, that's what doctors do. I mean, that's absolutely what doctors do, Jay. There's no question. Doctors and nurses run to where trouble is. We always have done that. So days and days ago, the governor put out a call for people who are no longer in practice or recently retired. I'm not retired, but I am not in private practice anymore. He's asked anybody who can volunteer to do so. So I immediately went to the website for the Department of Health and volunteered, and I haven't heard back as to what they need. But I will tell you that one of the questions, and I sort of anticipated this, one of the questions that we were asked to answer was, would you be willing to go anywhere in New York State if the need arises? And recognizing that New York City is the epicenter for the nation right now, obviously, I said I would. Now, I haven't heard that I've been needed. And, you know, everybody, including my family, hopes I won't be. But that's what doctors and nurses do. And I just heard the governor's briefing on Wednesday say that they have had 40,000 people who have responded as part of the surge healthcare workforce. And that could be nurses, doctors, respiratory therapists, a lot of different kinds of people. But it goes to show that people in healthcare run to where the problems are. They don't run away.
Well, that most certainly gives us some sense of hope here at a dire time for sure. But beyond that, though, in terms of hopeful signs, do you see anything?
Well, there hasn't been a lot hopeful. I mean, you know, despite the president saying he wants everything better by Easter, the scientists and the epidemiologists are saying that's very optimistic. I hope the president is right. I mean, from his lips to God's ears, as they say. But there was one really important thing that the governor reported on Wednesday. He said that on Sunday, the rate at which cases were doubling was every 2 days. On Monday, it was every 3.4 days. And on Tuesday, every 4.7 days. So it may be slowing that rate of doubling. We clearly haven't reached the peak of these cases. We haven't actually flattened the curve yet, but we may be lowering the rate of rise.
Dr. Nancy Nielsen, thank you very much for joining us this morning.
Thank you.